So you would say that the church played a big role in your young life, socially as well as religiously?
Yeah. I tell you, the church played a very important part in my life because I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. My grandmother Thompson was a charter member of the church, and my mother and daddy were also members of the same church I joined when I was 12 years old. And we used to go to Chaco Springs to camp, church camp, and we just, it played a big part in my life.
How did the depression affect you, your family, and friends?
The depression never bothered us because my daddy had a good job, but my granddaddy lost money in the bank, and I had a few friends whose daddies lost their jobs. We did have a lot of people knocking on our door during that period. They were begging for money and food and clothes. And I remember Mr. Bell, who was president of the First National Bank in Woodlawn. He committed suicide. And everybody that day was standing outside of the bank door trying to get in to get their money. But the door was locked. And some of our neighbors had bought houses, new houses, and had moved into their new houses before this all came about. And and they rented out their old houses that they didn't sell. And luckily, the ones that had rented out their houses that lost the houses that they had built, the new houses, they were able to come back to their old houses in the neighborhood. And my daddy had a lot to build a new house. And during the Depression, when those people moved back to the old neighborhood, he decided not to build that house and just wait and see, you know, what was going to take place.
What was going to school like, elementary school and high school?
Well, we always had good, strong teachers, and I loved all of them. Back in my day, everyone respected the teachers and the principals of the schools, high schools and grammar schools. And there was no talking back or acting smart to them, or you would be punished.
How did they punish them?
Well, most of the time they had a wooden paddle that they used, and usually they would call the parents, I think, before they would punish them. But you knew you were going to be punished, and at that time, most all of the parents gave them permission to punish their child if they did misbehave. We also had a prayer every morning in the class. And let's see, I had the same teacher, his name was Mrs. Heaton, that my mother and daddy had when they were in the same grammar school. That's how old the grammar school was. I remember going to the lunchroom, and in the lunchroom they had my favorite sandwich, which was peanut butter and bananas, and it cost our sandwich cost a dime, and we would always get an ice cream sandwich or a Dixie cup of ice cream, which was only a nickel, and we always had to get a glass of milk, because our lunchroom teacher insisted on all of us drinking milk with our food. She was kind of a strict lunchroom teacher, but we all liked her.
What were some of the memorable events or happenings during your high school days?
I don't think I missed a single football game. After the games, or even the dances, we would all go over to Piper's Ice Cream Store in Lakewood, which is down up on Claremont Avenue. And
is that the same area as Lakewood and Lakeview?
Yes. And we would always get the hot fudge sundaes that were so good with the toasted almonds, hot toasted almonds on top of it. And that was the best dessert I think I ever had.
What about the spinning wheel out in Roebuck?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. The spinning wheel was really another popular, it was the most popular place, but not for me because the glasses were so big that they kind of nauseated me just to look at them. I was not a big eater, and there was no way I could drink a whole malted milk or a milkshake at a place, ice cream place. So it wasn't my favorite place, but most everybody liked all that, especially the boys. They liked those huge glasses. I don't know how many ounces of milkshake were in those glasses.
Did you get a souvenir at one time from Grayson's spinning wheel?
Yes. I had a bunch of four friends that thought they were doing something so cute. So one night, they were out at Grayson's, and they were all by themselves, and they were thought they were being real cute. And one of them got his daddy's truck. His daddy was in the furniture business, and he got this truck. And they took that out to Grayson's spinning wheel after it closed. And they picked up one of those huge concrete polar bears they had out there. And how they picked those heavy things up, because they were solid concrete, and how they picked those up, that one polar bear, I mean, and put it on the truck, and they brought that out to my house and set it in our front yard. When we got up the next morning, which was Sunday morning, and my daddy went out there and he saw this white polar bear, he about had a fit. And he called me and said, wanted me to come out there and see what was in the front yard. And I looked at it, and of course I knew where it came from. And I knew about who brought that and what group brought that and put it in my yard. And so I called them, and the ones that I knew had done that, but they were always doing things like that. And I told them, I said, I know how you got this thing out here. It was on your daddy's furniture truck, and my daddy wants it moved. Well, they couldn't get the furniture truck since that was Sunday. Monday, he had to go to school, and it was the end of the week. That polar bear sat out in our front yard in the summertime all summer before they finally got out there to get it. And it took about four boys to pick that up and put it on the truck. Oh, that was really something else. But I remember jitterbugging and dancing at all of the junior and senior proms. We never missed any of those. And they were always held out at Cascade. And, of course, they had this big, well-known chandelier. I guess you would call it a chandelier. It was a globe-type.
A ball.
Ball. Mm-hmm. And it rotated, it went around and around and sparkled the whole dance hall. And that was lots of fun. And my favorite teacher in high school was Mrs. Dorsett. And she was my biology teacher. And I remembered her telling what would happen to our bodies if we ever started smoking. And she was so right. Oh, and I was also in class historian.
What economic class was your family?
A middle class.
Did your neighborhood reflect that? Were most of the people in your neighborhood about the same?
Yes.
What are your memories of Franklin D. Roosevelt's first term in office?
Well, I think everybody thought he was a great president during the first and second term. But after that, when he signed a treaty at the Yalta conference, all of us thought Roosevelt had sold us down the river. And especially when he agreed to let Russia go into Germany first instead of the United States. And Joseph Stalin broke a number of agreements that he had made with Roosevelt and Churchill. I also remember when Roosevelt died at Warm Springs, Georgia. And World War II was still going on at that same time.
How did the New Deal administration affect your family? Did this have any effect on you?
No, the New Deal administration did not affect my family at all.
Do you remember War of the Worlds broadcast on the radio in 1933?
Yes, I remember hearing part of that on the radio. And it scared me to death. I thought that the world was coming to an end. And I ran into the kitchen to tell my mother what was being said on the radio. And by the time she got into the living room, the broadcast was over. She called Daddy at the office to see if he had heard anything about it. And he said, yes, somebody else had called the office, and at the end of the broadcast, they announced that it was not true, but a lot of people panicked when they heard it and didn't hear the finish that it was not true. And so he told Mother not to worry about it, that it was not the real thing, but it certainly had everybody upset that had heard it, and I was 11 years old at that time.
Do you remember the first peacetime draft?
Oh, yes. I remember the Selective Draft Act, Service Act of 1940. When I was a senior in high school, I didn't like it because I knew too many who were going to have to sign up for it, including my brother and boyfriends.
How did World War II affect your family?
Well, my brother was in the Navy, stationed at the Naval Base in Guam. And he was one of the first to go into the invasion of Iwo Jima. And he said they sat out in the ships out from Iwo Jima, trying to get in to take over Iwo Jima. And all of the Japanese suicide pilots were flying their planes all around the naval ships, and they would dive into them and blow them up. And it'd blow, of course, the Japanese pilot up that they were dedicated to give their life for their country, and it didn't, I mean, they had I don't know how they could do that, but anyway, they did. But the ship that my brother was on, it was hit, but it was not damaged very much. The reason they had to sit out in the harbor so long before they could go in was they were waiting for the American planes to come in to knock out those Japanese suicide planes. And when they got there, when the American planes finally got there, then they did, you know, weave them out, mostly out of right in that area there. And so the boats went on in, and the men went in. My brother was in the medic corps, and he was right behind the first ones that with the merchant marines that went in. So anyway, they took over Iwo Jima, and when they were through, they went back to